The end of the year always brings a flood of lists, lots of best-ofs and worst-ofs. Jace Clayton is a DJ and writer who's been traveling the globe through 2009, and he thinks he's found the musical story of the year, and it's called Cumbia. Good morning, Jace, and welcome to WNYC.
Good morning.
So you play gigs as a DJ, DJ Rupture, all over the world, and this year you say cumbia has dominated the dance floors. When did cumbia take over?
Outside of Latin America, I'd say it took over in the past 2 or 3 years now. So you can go to places in Europe and start hearing it in DJ mix sets, here in New York City, around the States. And for this year, 2009, it really took off. For more and more, a lot of DJs, sort of worldly-minded DJs, have been looking for new sounds. And there's something about cumbia, it's got this steady groove to it. It lends itself to being versioned and to being covered and to being remixed. And, you know, the sort of original cumbia itself is a culture of versions. People are doing endless cover tunes.
How is it different from other Latin rhythms?
It's slower, and it lacks, the flash of salsa. It's often played in a minor key. It's a groove-based music. It's not about, quote-unquote, musical solos. And as my friend filmmaker Jem Cohen described it, it's a music in which it's impossible to distinguish the happy parts from the sad parts.
Well, let's listen to this classic cover by the New York band Cumbiagra. What are we going to listen to here?
This track is called Al Calor de la Cumbia, In the Heat of Cumbia, and it's a classic track I believe is written by a Colombian probably about 40 years ago.
Al calor de la cumbia, me miraron tus ojos, tu figura danzaba a la orilla del mar, entre caña eterna, yo paciente esperaba.
I think there's a sort of stigma attached to cumbia in Latin America. What are the roots of the music?
It's always been a lower class music. You know, it started in Colombia, and people talk about it as a mix between, the indigenous music there, the music of the African slaves, and elements borrowed from the Spanish colonizers. Ever since its inception, it's been sort of fairly poor, fairly marginal music. You know, nowadays it's still often the upper class Latin Americans will think of it as music that their maids listen to.
What are some of the stories cumbia tells?
Lyrically, it's actually a fairly warm-hearted music. And a lot of times it'll be, sad stories about lost love or, unrequited love. But essentially, it's a folk dance music. And there's certain strains of cumbia, for example, recently cumbia villera in Argentina, which is, people call it gangsta cumbia, because for the first time in the genre's, 60-plus year history, it took a swerve into lyrics more commonly associated with gangsta rap here in the States. Sex, drugs, violence.
How did the internet help make cumbia an international hit?
Cumbia is around roughly the same tempo as hip-hop and reggae. And so once it started leaking out onto the internet, people who wouldn't necessarily understand the Spanish said, hey, well, I can take this music and, do a mashup, put a hip-hop a cappella on top. And of course, that is like wildfire for the internet.
So what do people in Latin America think of the popularity of cumbia now?
Now there's two distinct pools. So on the one hand, it's the populist stuff, the music and material that folks are actually listening to down there. And for the most part, it still has that stigma. It can be wildly popular, but it's looked down upon. It's not the music. It's not the sort of highly cultured music. And then when folks look at how it's proliferating on the internet and how a few cumbia artists are now traveling to Europe, traveling to Japan, traveling to festivals in the States, and it's mostly confusion. They're saying, how on earth did this happen?
So it's been picked up now by a bunch of people who don't really understand the history and probably don't really understand most of the lyrics. Do you think, is that good globalization or is it cultural carpetbagging?
Hopefully it's a precarious balance between the two, and hopefully it's the starting way towards good globalization. So the optimist in me looks at it and says, okay, well, people, they don't understand what's going on now, but if they really like it, they're going to start scratching deeper because Latin culture, Spanish culture, the Spanish language, it's not so far away. You can get it here in New York City. You can get it, you know, it's easy to learn. And so it's an, hopefully it's an entrance point. But if people just stop there and say, oh, this song's great and don't take it a bit further, then it's a lost opportunity.
All right. Thanks so much, Jace.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with DJ and writer Jace Clayton, a.k.a. DJ Rupture. You can find free MP3 downloads of Cumbia tunes, as well as streaming audio and read more of Jace's thoughts. All that's on the Culture page of our website. Click on Culture at WNYC.org. Yo veía el tiempo pasar, mas tú nunca viniste a mí. Cumbia, cumbia, orilla del mar.